This is the Rob Anybody and Don Show, or as most of you call it, two boomers and some cool people. This is Rad Radio.
By the way, in a moronic moment about 30 minutes ago, I wrongfully said that your next chance to win Chevelle tickets was coming up at 9 a.m. with the pressure cooker. All of that was correct except for the game. We played the pressure cooker at 7 a.m., dumbass.
Oh yeah.
So we'll be playing Treble Trouble in about 20
minutes. I'm not catching any of your mistakes.
For that. That's because you don't listen or retain anything from my voice.
Oh,
Porque?
Buddy.
You said something?
Oh, don't you two start. I can handle it from the women in my life. I'm used to it.
What does Joshua Tree have to do with this?
Son of a bitch. We're doing food news. There's an online thread going around that sriracha, something's changed very recently in the last few weeks. It's not as spicy as it used to be. This email says, there was an article that I saw that sriracha had always made their sauce with Underwood Farms peppers, but they have since parted ways, and maybe that's the difference. I didn't have time to confirm that, but obviously if they changed their pepper supplier, that would change something.
Yeah, I got a text message stating the same thing. Chili suppliers, different.
I don't know why this is so funny, but when you were saying it, in my mind I'm shouting, show me your peppers!
Show me your peppers!
It just cracked
or, show me your peppers. I'm part Mexican, so.
Oh, my God.
It's not getting any funnier, but, you know, enjoy. Enjoy yourself. By the way, if you're watching us on Rad TV, which I'm sure at this point three of you are, coming up at the top of the hour during our next commercial break as we get ready to play Treble Trouble for Chevelle tickets, we will bring you the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppy.
What's coming up, Brando?
The first video that we have is actually a bull mastiff. Let me see here. My sheet here. There we go. A French mastiff named Queenie, who's actually named after the Queenie, who is Dawn's niece and was on the show, wrestles and plays with Preston, the French bulldog. Then we have Dorothy, the big black spider, building big spider web.
Yes.
And then Lulu, the French bulldog, torments Arky, the cat, while Tyson, the pit bull, tries to take a nap.
I got to be more on the ball. Yesterday afternoon, I grabbed a mug or something. I forget what I was doing. I was getting dinner ready. And I looked inside of it, and there was a spider inside, an alive spider. I don't know why I didn't grab my phone and immediately record it for the canine cam. Instead, I just, dumped it into the sink and washed it down the drain.
Oh,
didn't rinse out the cup or anything, just used it, of course.
You should have kept the spider in it and then poured your hot water and steeped your tea in with the spider for that little bit of
Or just gently tip it over and let the little spider run outside and live.
I don't have time for these things. That's up to God and nature. I am not interfering with powers that are way greater than me.
You did just interfere. You poured it down the drain.
No, that was God, nature, whatever you believe in, saying, Rob, this spider needs to go. It had been given to me, and my responsibility at that moment is to dispose of it.
It's a water slide ride for the spider.
Yeah, he had fun.
Right? Yeah.
I'm sure he had a great time until the garbage disposal was turned on.
That's so funny that Kyle says that, because that, in my mind, ever since I was a kid, I imagined like the goldfish going down the toilet and being like, whee!
Yeah.
All the way to that little splash at the end of the tunnel where it takes you to the the ocean or whatever.
Yeah, there's no grate there that actually slices and dices them. It just takes you right out into the ocean.
Oh, gosh.
All right, other food news items. Lay's potato chips has a new lineup designed for chip lovers who want a taste of home without having to leave their locale. So, in other words, you grew up in the South, but now you live in the West. You grew up in the West, but now you live in the Northeast. And there's certain things you long for. And you can get them now in a potato chip is the idea.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Lay's latest collection, called Flavor That Hits Home, was inspired by four different regions of the United States. And by the way, yes, please do not call or red pen me. Yes, some of these flavors have previously been available like as limited editions, but now they've brought them back. They've rebranded them. So I don't need you to tell me, oh, it's not new. I had that back in 2006. Good. Good for you. It's back.
You're going to hate me.
I already do.
I'm laughing about something else now, but you're going to hate me because I'm doing that thing, but I don't care. I love to do that thing. Yes, if I left California and I'm wherever I am, anywhere else is better. I'm like, oh, taste of home, this chip. It smells and tastes like crime and B.O.
Oh, right. Right, because of all the states in the union, California has more crime in BO than anywhere.
I knew you'd say that.
Not even in the top 10.
Whatever, I don't care.
Jesus. God,
it would taste like garbage.
Good Lord.
That's the California chip. Garbage.
I don't mind people that hate where they live. I hate liars. There's a difference there. You know, people who lie about what's going on in various places. That's all. That's all that was. My bad.
Oh, my gosh.
You okay?
I'm fine. Thank you.
I don't think that was direct.
I know.
So the idea is to help fans taste the cherished dishes they know and love from their hometowns in an entirely new way. I mean, look, it's a potato chip. It's not going to really taste like what you want. Yeah. Interesting idea, et cetera. But each bag of chips is based on a signature dish from one part of the United States. Now, we have talked before about, back to a legitimate point, when it comes to, like, California. There are certain parts of the region of the, I'm sorry, there are certain regions of the United States where there are clearly signature food, signature items, signature dishes, signature culinary experiences. The West Coast is not really one of them. It, for the most part, you know, I mean, it's thing, you know, what, avocado? No, that's not a dish. That's a thing.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
I know, we don't have our thing.
You got Texas, South Carolina, Kansas. They all have barbecue.
Yep.
You get into the Northeast. It's everything to do with lobsters and seafood.
Yum.
And things like that. Because they do have a West Coast flavor.
I don't know. It's a mishmash.
Ranch and avocado.
Ooh, or like some kind of spice for Hispanic food.
Like, yeah, Mexican food because
you know, that's all that lives in California are Hispanics.
No, we have good Mexican food here, you know, it just depends where you go, right? I don't know if it's our thing.
You're right, I would suggest to you a few things. Of course, we have good everything in California, yeah. You just have to find it.
I'm just painfully trying to give us something.
I don't think that... That well-traveled people who were asked would put California in the top five of the states where they found the most consistently best Mexican food, because you do have to find it.
Yeah, I'd go to Arizona.
You'd have to search for it. places like, yes, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. There's a variety of places where you're going to get more consistently great Mexican food.
Now, when you say the West Coast flavors, is it California only specifically, or are we including like the Oregon and Washington coasts as well?
They just call it the West Coast flavor.
Hmm.
It is it's a potato chip.
Patchouli oil.
That tastes like a savory bacon and tomato sandwich.
Oh, BLT.
Okay, BLT.
Whoops.
All right.
I'm sorry, I lied.
Oh.
I jumped ahead on my highlighting system. That's for another region.
Okay.
I apologize.
Oh, damn it. That was a good one.
Right. Because the one from the West Coast makes no sense. That's why when I read that, I went, wait, Rob, you completely screwed the setup on that. I mean, it makes sense. I know what they're doing here. Back to what was alluded to, you know, Mexican food. The West Coast flavor is a beef and cheese taco potato chip.
We're not known for our tacos. California is not the West Coast. I'm sorry, Oregon and Washington. Yeah, I think tacos when I think Washington.
California, what? they're not known for anything.
I know, but I mean, of all things.
What they should have done is they should have avoided the West Coast and gone with Southwest.
Ooh, there it is.
As a region. Yeah.
So I wonder if they did that thing where there's so many options for the West Coast, and they just put the
there
most...
There are?
You said there's a lot of... You said that there's a lot of... there's everything on the West Coast, right?
I feel
not
like
just Mexican food?
What I said was you can find something good of everything in California, but we're not known for any, like, thing.
Right, so we can't pinpoint what that is, but we can pool things together like sourdough bread from San Francisco, obviously Rice-A-Roni, because it's the nation's capital of Rice-A-Roni. But there's other things all along the West Coast. So you put the most mass appeal ones into the bucket,
no.
You draw one out, and it's like, oh, here it is.
That's the chip.
Taco.
A Rice-A-Roni chip.
That's what we need.
If it was like specifically West Coast California flavored, I'm guessing it'd be weed and wine flavor for Napa and the Eureka area.
That doesn't sound bad.
I think that we have a lot here, but it's from other places that was brought here.
Why not?
Right?
Why not a wine-based potato chip? Now, that you want to talk about the quintessential California crop, the thing they can't grow better anywhere else in the entire world? It's wine. That is California. no one else on the planet, even the French admit it now, can grow wine.
Yeah, but it's not a
like California can.
Okay, wait.
Like
maybe
Napa, but also Paso Robles, Lodi, Amador County. No one can create it that
first
way.
Of all, agree. All of our agriculture in California is above all. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, Casey, that's a little ridiculous.
It is, because I'm very proud of our soil. But anywho, does it have to be food? I was thinking this was food. Or no, just what you're known for.
It's
just
a flavor.
Taste of home.
It's a bag of chips that's designed to take you back to your place.
That would be
A Cabernet potato chip.
Yeah, why didn't they do that?
Yeah, if they do that, then they can partner up with the Catholic Church. And that way, instead of those little chips you get and the sip of wine, you can have both. It'd be a chip that's flavored like wine.
Those wafers are always stale.
The body and blood all in one chip.
The savory bacon and tomato sandwich that I brought up, that's from the Northeast, which is where the BLT was actually created and
lucky
invented.
Them.
And all of that. All right, for the South and Midwest, I don't know why they combined the two. There's the craveable combo of fried pickles and ranch dressing.
Fried pickles. Oh, okay, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Again, don't write me. I know there's been pickle flavored chips before. So
yeah, but these have ranch too.
They're good.
The fourth flavor, it has nothing to do with anything, as I understand it. It's Lay's kettle cooked lime and cracked pepper flavor, which is available at supermarkets and other retailers nationwide. But that's not really necessarily related to a region.
That doesn't even sound good to me.
Or
cracked
whatever.
Pepper, lime and cracked pepper.
Oh, but lime and jalapeno you love.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's totally different.
Well, of course it's different. Doesn't mean it's worse.
It does seem like an odd combo. I don't know how they blend together.
We got an email. I always screw this up. Is it Tyler's you hate?
Yes. Taylor's are cool.
Tyler's
can go to hell and die.
So second Tyler in a row. This is a different Tyler. I can tell from the last name in the email. I'm starting to share Kyle's, I don't know if it's, I would call it disdain. For Tyler's, whenever you're going to go to something and you go to the most ghetto possible thing you can recommend as being something you should represent your area with, right away I go, wow, you're classy. He says a great food for the West Coast would be Dungeness crab. Yes, the absolute worst crab on the planet.
I do love me Dungeness
the
crab.
The lowest quality, most disgusting crab
so good.
That is produced. Let's make that into a potato chip.
Yum. Not even a potato chip.
Maybe snow crab and butter.
Totally different and not related necessarily to the West Coast. Let's go to similar chip area world, PepsiCo. All these companies, they own multiple things, and PepsiCo owns Doritos and Cheetos. And so they have cornered the market on the Flamin' Hot, right? That's their own brand.
Flamin' Hot Lime.
And they are committed to introducing Flaming Hot as like it's now its own thing, its own entity, its own equal brand partner. It's got its own packaging. It started in 1989. The first brand to get the spicy flavor was Cheetos. And now you have Flamin' Hot is the number one brand in spicy, salty snacks. So this is where they're going to go from, look, it's not just Flamin' Hot and chips. We're going to do a whole line of this stuff.
Oh.
Eventually, they don't mention this in the story, but you can envision sauces and other type products. They do say that the Flamin' Hot portfolio will include 25 unique products. The first flavors to debut the new look will be Flamin' Hot Funyuns.
Yep, had them. They're good.
Okay. Oh. Flamin' Hot Fritos.
Oh!
And we already have Hot Doritos and Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Those are the first of the 25 that they will roll out.
Nice.
Is the Flamin' Hot thing the one that people will complain about when they go potty later?
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, it does have a nice little burn.
Okay.
And the hint of lime ones are really good, too.
I don't know. You're asking the only man on the planet that is not affected by all of these things that you people have problems with when it comes with spicy food and toilet issues.
I don't know if any wing stores are out there listening, but I'm imagining a Flamin' Hot wing dust, like a dry rub seasoning for hot wings.
Yes.
Oh,
why not?
How hot is this Flamin' Hot? Like, I'm not there yet. Don't even try it.
Yeah.
Like, this is burn your mouth
a little bit.
I think you could get through a couple of them. The problem with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos is the more you eat, the spicier it gets because the dust just resides in your mouth for a while.
Damn.
So I think you would enjoy the first two and then probably not after that.
By the way, not I'm not a huge fan of fried onions like on a hamburger or whatever. But if you're gonna do that, the Flamin' Hot Funyuns would be a wonderful.
Oh,
it'd
be good on French fries too. It's like salt.
Sure.
Oh,
why not? Oh, now. Okay, Felix, I got to give you credit. Felix wrote in and said, "How about tri-tip? Isn't that a California thing?" It is in the sense that we call it a tri-tip. Everywhere else in the country, we just have a different name for that cut of beef.
Roast.
It's the exact same slice. We just call it a tri-tip. Mm. Plus, ooh, a tri-tip potato chip. Yummy.
Do you know what they call it, like, in the Midwest? Because I know it's very I've had friends who lived in Ohio, family there, that's like, where do you get this tri-tip? Do you know what they call it there?
Different? I can absolutely get it to you in 18 seconds when I have time to pull up the diagram of the cow. But I don't remember it, but it's the same thing. They're just cutting it slightly differently.
I can't remember either. Cause I remember we'd be in the South. I'm like, oh, you're going to have tri-tip. They're like, what the hell's tri-tip?
I've got tri-tip marinating in the fridge right now and I'm baking it tonight. I'm so stoked for
it. Baking it.
You bake tri-tip? It's so damn good. Hell yeah.
That is disgusting.
What? Oh, you haven't had my baked tri-tip.
No, and I'm not going to.
That's fine. I don't want to share. What?
Why are you ruining that meat?
Oh, terrible.
You have no idea.
It's called the bottom sirloin butt.
There it is.
The butt.
Tri-tip has a nice bitter name. Yeah. It's like that. Oh, although it's going to taste like butt once you bake it.
Jesus, Lord, Kyle. Lord. What? Baking it?
Yeah, I would barbecue it, but the lid to my barbecue is broken. And
how about the oven? I mean, the stovetop.
No, I swear, I've baked it a few times. I've got it down. It's so juicy in the middle, if you can bake it right, it is fantastic.
So that I don't get the contradictory emails, as I always point out during Thanksgiving, a grill is nothing more than an oven that is outside with a lid. It is possible to produce things in ovens that you should be producing on the grill. Searing is often a great way to go when you're talking about beef. I don't know that I would go that way with tri-tip. My thing was, I don't know why it's not being smoked. That's the only way to properly prepare a tri-tip, is to smoke it.
Well, and in all fairness, Kyle, my husband does a lot of the beef cooking. And when I do beef cooking, it is like either like a Dutch oven, because it's like pork roast, something like that, but there's still searing involved. Or I'll do the air fryer for the beef fajitas or whatever. So I have never even put a piece of meat in the oven unless my husband is finishing it off, right? Like, you already have it in the hot cast iron that you're doing. Yeah.
Yes.
So I just have never heard of, like, I'm envisioning your traditional, you know, glass pan and the tri-tips in there in the oven. Okay.
I was opposed to it at first, and then I tried it, and now I almost prefer it in the oven than the barbecue. I know, it's weird.
Fair enough. That's what you like.
Hello there, Nick.
Hi, I don't know if you guys ever come to Reno much, but there's a sushi place called Hinoki.
Okay, we don't need a bunch of local restaurants. We're not doing this, sir.
Thanks, yep. Nick.
Nothing personal,
Favorite it on your Circles app, and then, you know, share it that way.
The minute you do this, you get every local moron that owns a sandwich shop, a sushi shop, a burger shop, from Lodi to Fernley, and all these names. No.
But thank you.
Subway is the latest restaurant to make it easier to recreate its restaurant experience at home by bringing the chain's sauces to grocery stores across the U.S. The release includes 4 sauce flavors, which can be used for dipping, cooking, or however you want, obviously. 3 of the new retail sauces are inspired by the guests' in-restaurant favorites. In other words, the most ordered sauces at Subway. And then they added another exclusive flavor to their collection, says Paul Fabre.
Come on, sweet onion chicken teriyaki flavor. Let's go.
The senior president at Subway. What was that flavor, Kyle?
Sweet onion teriyaki.
The number one most popular sauce ordered by Subway customers that will be available in grocery stores is sweet onion teriyaki.
Yeah, dude, it's so good.
Oh. Followed by roasted garlic aioli. And Baja Chipotle.
Oh.
They will all be available by the end of March, they say. And then they're adding in a creamy Italian MVP.
Ooh.
Which is a new twist on Subway's MVP Parmesan vinaigrette.
These sound like they'd be good on a salad, too.
Yeah.
Imagine that. From Subway.
Do you know what the MV stands for? If it's P is Parmesan, what is MV? I'm just trying to get a profile on the sauce.
Mayonnaise?
I thought they were just saying, you know, most valuable player.
Okay.
I didn't even look into what MVP Parmesan. So it's in the stores, it's MVP Parmesan vinaigrette.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, in Subway. That's what it is. The customers order MVP Parmesan vinaigrette. In the store, it's a creamy Italian MVP.
So it's related to their rewards program. So if you use their app and you get the rewards, it's MVP rewards. So it just sounds like they're branding it in that way so that it's under that heading.
Okay,
like you're an MVP.
So it's meaningless other than that. Yes, after you order 18 of these sauces, you get a free packet. Great. Oreo has just announced it's releasing a limited release cookie. No word from Oreo on how long this edition will be available, but we do know it'll be available at retailers nationwide starting on March 27th, which is what? Yesterday.
Right. I was like, whoa, aren't we beyond it?
It is the Oreo churro flavor.
Oh, churro. What?
Is it chocolate on the outside, or is it like the vanilla cookie on the outside?
Why is there chocolate on a churro?
That's why I'm asking. Like, if it was churro filling.
Oh, because the Oreo. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, what are they doing? That is a very important question. Is it the golden Oreo that tastes like a churro, and then it's also churro-tasting filling?
I'm just curious. Some of you have as many as 30 years of doing this show with me. Did you think that was the end of my reporting?
There was a pause.
A pause is usually left for, you know, a breath, kind of like get their thoughts together. Not really the end of the sentence.
And I got excited.
Yeah, and I for sure knew you weren't done, but it doesn't tend to stop me.
You didn't care. No. I know. Like you don't care when I come to you with my problems and childhood traumas.
Oh, my God.
The cookie features a fried dough-flavored cookie with churro flavor cream.
What?
These churro-flavored cookies are also different from the actual Oreo churros, which landed in 2015 and were discontinued, so they just made those and improved them or whatever.
Yeah.
This is perfect, because when you dunk these Oreos in milk, then you have horchata afterwards.
Oh, horchata. Oh.
Finally, this is right up Dawn's alley.
Oh, no.
Are you a wiener expert? We all know the answer to that one. The online gambling site BetUS is looking to hire a wiener connoisseur to visit all 30 Major League ballparks, because it's opening day of Major League Baseball, and check out the wieners at each one. You get to taste test dozens of hot dogs, you know, because it's 30 ballparks, but they don't really care if the hot dogs are any good.
What?
So you really wouldn't even have to eat any of these hot dogs, Dawn.
What's the point of this?
Yeah. They want you to do what you women want, are experts at as well. Measure each weenie to see which major league club has the biggest and the smallest.
What are we, 5?
Once you've got your hands on one, you have to measure the length and the girth and how heavy it is. They don't tell us what this is leading to, but you know at some point, you know, hey, come to the Kansas City Royals. We have the biggest wieners in the country or something. I don't know.
Wow. This sounds a bit like risque for baseball.
They are going to buy your game tickets.
Oh.
Travel is covered, and you get $2,500 and a $500. This is what Donald really want, a $500 gift card for the Major League Baseball gift shop.
Oh, geez. Sweet. I just hand it to my husband.
Do you get a bonus if you can see how many you can fit in your mouth?
We're going to play Treble Trouble right now.
At once.
We've got a... No kidding. We've got a pair of tickets to see Chevelle at the Grand Sierra Resort on April 23rd in Reno. We're going to give you a three-second song clip. You have to tell off the title of the song, and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the song title...
Wiener for you.
Droplets everywhere and no winner.
No wiener.
More like a tic tac.
Very good.
Wiener.
Very good. 888-989-9811 Treble Trouble.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.